This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Earlier this year, the Supreme Court effectively struck down the Voting Rights Act, saying that it had been immensely successful at redressing racial discrimination. So, basically saying, enough's enough. I mean, why ruin a good thing by continuing it? Asif Manvi reports on how states have responded.
The Voting Rights Act of 1965 protected voters from racial discrimination until June, when the Supreme Court struck down a key provision saying it was no longer necessary, which red states celebrated by introducing brand new, now constitutional, restrictive voting laws.
These laws are just as racist as they can be.
Congressman John Lewis apparently doesn't like progress.
In another time, in another period, these devices was used to make it harder, make it difficult for the average person of color to participate in the process.
I don't think any part of the law is racist.
North Carolina Precinct Chairman and GOP Executive Committee member Don Yelton thinks his state's new voting restrictions are just fine.
What's going to happen as a result of this law, the process is going to have more integrity. Right here in Buncombe County, there's always one or two that voted twice a year. They don't know
one or 2 million people?
No, one or two people.
And that's one or two out of how many?
That's just one or two out of 60,000.
So statistically, there is enough voter fraud to sway zero elections.
That's not the point.
The point is the voter fraud does just barely exist, while racism, according to the Supreme Court, is a thing of the past.
The scars and stains of racism are still deeply embedded in every corner of American society.
Yeah, but you're just talking about racism, as if it's like the 1960s, and it's not the 1960s anymore. I think the men in this picture would be ashamed that you're just throwing around the word racism so cavalierly.
I'm in that picture. What? I'm there.
See, this is why you people need IDs, because we can't tell you apart. I mean, you know, civil rights leaders.
We all don't look alike.
But you know what you all have? You all have the same aura of hope.
We never gave up. We never gave in. We never became bitter.
Isn't that Denzel Washington?
No, that's Roy Wilkin. He was the head of the NAACP.
The bottom line is the law is not racist.
Of course the law is not racist, and you are not racist.
Well, I've been called a bigot before. Let me tell you something. You don't look like me, but I think I've treated you the same as I would anybody else.
Right.
Matter of fact, one of my best friends is black.
So one of your best friends?
One of my best friends.
Is black?
Yes.
And there's more.
When I was a young man, you didn't call a black, you called him a Negro. I had a picture one time of Obama sitting on a stump as a witch doctor. And I posted that on Facebook. I was making fun of my white half of Obama, not the black half. And now you have a black person using the term this, that, and it's okay for them to do it.
You know that we can hear you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you know that. You know that we can hear you.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Then I found out the real reason for the law.
The law is going to kick the Democrats in the butt.
Wow! An executive GOP committee member just admitted that this law isn't designed to hurt black people, it's designed to hurt Democrats.
If it hurts a bunch of college kids that's too lazy to get up off their bow hunkers and go get a photo ID, so be it.
Right, right.
If it hurts the whites, so be it. If it hurts a bunch of lazy blacks that wants the government to give them everything, so be it.
And it just so happens that a lot of those people vote Democrat.
Gee.
That's right. To supposedly prevent one or two cases of fraud, this law could suppress hundreds of thousands of actual voters.
I can't believe we got that many stupid people in North Carolina and people that don't know how to follow directions and go down there and get a photo ID for free at the DMV. Do you want those people picking your president?
No, we certainly don't want stupid people picking our president. Or Democrats, apparently.
Racism is over, yes!
It's not there yet.
No,
okay.
Everyone should have the same opportunity to vote.
So the playing field should be level.
Must be level, the playing field must be level.
Well, since Republicans are trying to suppress Democratic votes, perhaps the only fair way to level the playing field is to try to suppress Republican votes.
Do a lot of Republicans come in here?
No.
All right, wheel it in! Move voting booths to black hair salons. And here. Add mandatory friend requirements. Tell Republicans to do what Jesus would do. And remember, most importantly,
vote.
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 Because I voted, and now I'm gay.
That's right, Republicans. Voting makes you gay.
It seems like there's been a lot of bad news recently. Because there has been a lot of bad news recently. It doesn't just seem that way. But that's why it's all the more important to celebrate the good news.
Your new Miss America is Miss New York!
In New York! The Miss of New York! Make you feel big lights inspire you. New York! Put your hands on your head like you just don't care. That's how we do!
I'm an increasingly old man. I'm just really proud.
Last night, 24-year-old Nina Davuluri was named Miss America for 2014. She is the first American of Indian descent ever to win the crown and said she is happy the pageant organization has embraced diversity.
Yes! The Miss America pageant has embraced diversity. It is a beautiful mosaic of women sized 0 to nearly 2. It is a panoply. A myriad. But still, great news for Miss Nina Davuluri and the country. It was very fun for me to report just a simple story that was just pleasant. It's a pleasant story. It's not steeped in any controversy. We'll be right back after this. It's a... No, that's the bad shark sound. How could that be bad? How? How?
Unfortunately, there was some ugly backlash on Twitter. Some people calling her a foreigner, an Arab, even a terrorist.
Another reading, Miss America, you mean Miss 7-Eleven. And Miss New York is Indian with, all due respect, this is America.
Yes, this is America. And you know how we know that this is America? The way you know that is the word do is... is misspelled. That's how you know this is America. Well... when Indian news stories fall through the cracks, our own Asif Manvi catches them for a segment we call Back in Brown. Yeah, that's not actually a song, Asif, so I just want to mention that off the top there. Listen, this Miss America win, it's quite a milestone for the Indian community.
Not a milestone, John, more like a beachhead.
Beachhead? What is this? Sounds like a military invasion.
Well, damn right it is. Wake up and smell the curry, John. Indians are taking over America.
What? You won one competition.
Clearly, you have not been paying attention. This is only the most recent ass-kicking.
Knadel, German-derived Yiddish.
K-N-A-I-D-E. L. Knadel.
You are the champion.
honor your words, my Yiddisher friend. Tell me how my tuchus tastes.
So you're dominating our spelling and swim word competition.
Yeah, we're not just smarter than you, we're also America's most scrumptious eye candy with the tiara to prove it. If you like it, then you should have arranged a marriage with it. If you like it, then you should have arranged a marriage with it. Stop.
And yet you dance like a white man. Asif, you're not angry at all about the backlash on Twitter, the racial slurs about 7-Eleven?
Look, John, it is Twitter. It's like that movie Crash. You got 140 characters and like 120 of them are racist for no apparent reason. I mean, sure, some of us work in convenience stores selling you the crap that gives you diabetes, but guess what? The rest of us, including the new Miss America, are in medical school cashing in on that illness. Double cha-ching! You got what we like to say, you got gupted. You spent all this time worrying about Mexicans coming over the fence when the real enemy was approaching from underneath to cup your balls and ask you to cough.
So I guess it's over.
Yeah, it's over. You had a good run. You took this country away from the Indians, and now a different group of Indians is taking it back.
Asif Mandi, everybody. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Idaho, home to some of America's most beautiful rivers. But according to conservationist Marv Hoyt, there is a dark secret lurking in these waters.
The fish are suffering massive deformities you just don't see in nature.
Like what?
Two heads.
Two heads?
Yes.
Oh, that's a fish?
Yeah.
Those are heads?
Yes.
Oh! Okay, put that away. What is causing that?
Well, it was the selenium in the water.
And what is selenium?
It turns out selenium is a toxic byproduct of phosphate mining. And in southeast Idaho, one company loves mining phosphate.
That's the Simplot company that operates the Smoky Canyon mine.
Have you shown Simplot these mutant fish pictures?
Those pictures came from Simplot's own report that they commissioned in order to get around the current selenium standard.
You see, with six of Simplot's six Idaho phosphate mines cited for grossly exceeding federal selenium limits, Simplot took action and issued a report saying the federal limits needed to be higher. I went to Simplot to talk it over with a company spokesman.
Can you tell me about this exciting two-headed fish that you guys are developing?
We'd really appreciate it if you leave the premises. Thank you very much.
Are you calling?
Hi, this is David at the Simplot headquarters. We have some pesky reporters here who won't leave, and I'd appreciate it if you'd send an officer to escort them out.
Sure, Simplot can bully me, but wait until the EPA gets their hands on the report.
All of the federal and state regulatory agencies reviewed the report.
Wait. You're saying the EPA saw this report?
Mm-hmm.
I bet they were pissed, right?
No, they were not pissed. They failed to call out the fact that there were two-headed fish deformities that were in that report.
That can't be right. But in fact, the EPA called the report outstanding, and they may even use it to address national selenium standards. When interview requests to the EPA were ignored, I headed to their offices to see how they could overlook a two-headed fish.
Hi. I'd like to talk to somebody about the Smoky Canyon mine.
Where are you guys from?
I'm from a river up in...
No. What company are you from?
I'm not with a company. I'm a two-headed fish.
I've called the police because I don't really appreciate the way you guys are coming in and getting in our face.
I can't really make an appointment. I'm a two-headed fish. I live in a river.
You're not a fish. You're a person.
Why would the EPA call Homeland Security? I needed answers. But everywhere I went, no one would talk. What is this? Does Simplot run this whole state? Literally, every single place I went in Idaho, there was Simplot. So I looked them up. And they're one of the largest privately held agribusiness companies in the world. The governor of Idaho worked at Simplot for 30 years and married J.R. Simplot's daughter. Idaho Congressman Mike Simpson chairs the subcommittee that sets the EPA's budget. What the f***?
Is this an actual conspiracy?
There's certainly a conspiracy of silence.
This is really dangerous.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
Well, I've received threatening phone calls from people who have suggested that I don't work on this issue or come back to Caribou County, Idaho again.
Are you kidding me? Look, next time a fake reporter comes to ask you to do an interview about Simplot, you should lead with the stuff about the threats.
If they were threatening this nobody, what the hell were they going to do to television's Asif Manvi? There was only one person who could help, Aaron Brockovich.
I have uncovered a real corporate conspiracy. What the f*** do I do?
You gotta expose it, man. You found out information. It's going to be up to you to expose that information. Blow the whistle.
I don't want to blow the whistle. I want to bury the whistle.
Stop being a pussy. It's your responsibility to go out there and make it right.
Aaron Brockovich had given me good advice. I had to make things right. Simplot, a true American success story, and a company that is definitely not polluting Idaho. What do you think about Simplot?
Not very much.
Okay, you love him. You love him, love him, love him. Can you just look in that camera and say thank you, Simplot?
No, I won't do that.
Come on, just say that.
No.
Just say, look in the camera.
Those guys.
Well, you heard it here, folks. Fishermen in Idaho love Simplot. There's nothing wrong with Simplot, and there's nothing wrong with this water. Here we go. We're all good now, Simplot.
And there is no way water this clean could cause a two-headed fish.
I just want to go home.
It's just a dream. Just a dream.
Hey, you look much better on TV.
Simplot!
If you spend a lot of time looking at food packaging, and I do, because, you know, when you're high, you want to know what you're eating. You might think the three most terrifying letters in the English language are GMO, but YHY. Asif Manvi investigates.
Potatoes. These starchy delights have been a staple of our food since the dawn of man. But now, science is trying to change all that.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has given the green light to a genetically modified potato.
No potato! Why? And this deadly GMO tuber, developed by evil agro corporations, has men like Jeffrey Smith terrified.
We believe that genetically engineered crops may be one of the most dangerous introductions of an additive in our food supply in our history.
Smith, founder of the Institute for Responsible Technology and one of the leading anti-GMO voices in the world, explains exactly how GMO potatoes will kill us.
The process itself is dangerous. They create a little piece of RNA and put it into the potato so that it silences some genes. If we eat the potato, it might regulate our own gene expression, causing serious problems, possibly death.
Jesus.
That the technology itself is generically unsafe.
Fucking Monsanto, right?
Well, not in the case of this potato. This is Simplot, J.R. Simplot, the big potato producer.
Did you say Simplot?
I did.
No fucking way. Simplot? You may not remember them, but I do. A few years ago, I went to Idaho and uncovered a conspiracy that involved Simplot, pollution, an EPA cover-up, a two-headed fish, and I was almost arrested. Twice. It could have ruined my career.
Simplot! I'm not doing it. I'm not doing Simplot, okay? Done it. Done that. Been there. Almost. No. 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 You get the this. No, you. This is your fault. Okay? I'm not gonna do it again! Brennan! Fine! Simplot!
But strangely, according to Cornell's potato molecular geneticist Dr. Walter DeYoung, Simplot's devil tater is actually an angel tot.
The potato produces less acrylamide when fried. Acrylamide is a neurotoxin, a possible carcinogen.
Wait. So you're telling me the Simplot potato cuts down on possible carcinogens?
Yes.
But what about, like, when the RNA gets into my body and then changes my DNA? So it's moving shit around.
Genetically modified crops don't alter human DNA.
But what if they did?
Well, they don't. Our bodies have been slicing and dicing DNA for as long as we've been in existence.
So there's no change to the DNA?
There's no change to our DNA. No,
sounds like somebody who's working for Simplot.
I don't work for Simplot.
They pay for your research.
No, they don't fund my research in any way.
And then you go to their parties and you hang out with them.
No, I do not.
Okay, all right. Just because he's not on the potato payroll doesn't mean other Franken-veggies won't kill us.
There's also corn that produces its own toxic insecticide that breaks open little holes in human cells as well.
The BT protein that you're referring to does not create holes in our cells.
Like, no, it, like, burns through the cell. It creates a hole in your cell.
What would make a hole in your cell?
I don't know. I heard that somewhere.
It's, yeah.
So you're telling me that these potatoes are not dangerous?
That potato is just as safe as conventionally developed potatoes.
Potato?
Potato.
Really? That's not dangerous? That's not dangerous. That's not dangerous.
Please stop doing
that's
that.
It's not dangerous? It's not dangerous? Pretty dangerous to me.
Turns out Walter's not alone. A recent Pew poll shows that 88% of scientists believe GMOs are safe, while only 37% of Americans believe them. But lucky for us...
I'm not a scientist. I interview scientists and translate science into English so that everyone can understand.
So I've interviewed a lot of scientists too.
Sometimes I purposely play dumb so that they explain it in a way that makes it really clear.
I do the same thing.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
David Suzuki, a geneticist and TV personality, said, if any scientist tells you that GMOs are safe, they're either very stupid or lying.
I see. So scientists are all stupid liars, which I suppose is why none of the actual Simplot potato scientists would talk to us.
No, they're worried that their labs and fields will be targeted.
Targeted by who?
GM foes.
So the anti-GMO people are the assholes, and Simplot are the good guys.
Uncharacteristic, but yes.
Okay, but these agribusinesses have a monopoly on our entire food supply, and that is a horrifying fact that even scientists cannot argue, right?
Actually, the greatest damage done by the anti-GMO lobby is the increased regulatory costs that anyone now developing a genetically engineered crop has to go through means that only the big companies with the deepest pockets can play, and it's leading to a handful of companies controlling seeds of all of our major crops.
So you're saying that the anti-GMO lobby is actually resulting in a monopoly by companies like Simplot and Monsanto?
It's an unintended consequence, yes.
That's like...
So there you have it. In this story, it's not scientists or agribusiness messing with our food supply. It's people who have convinced the world that the Simplot potato will turn this into this.
It's Mr. GMO Potato Head.
I love you, Mr. GMO Potato Head.
I'm going to eat your mom.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life, transform the world.